AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is criticizing former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for her stance on war,
suggesting she experienced guns in her face. It was a sit-down with conservative talk show host Tucker Carlson in Arizona.
Liz Cheney, that'd be Dick Cheney's repulsive little daughter, running against you with Kamala Harris.
Donald Trump called Cheney a war hawk.
The reason she couldn't stand me is that she always wanted to go to war with people.
And suggested she wouldn't have been so eager to send troops to fight if...
Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Cheney, who's been outspoken in her criticism of Trump and his role in the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack, says Trump is, quote, a cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Both Trump and Harris will be campaigning in Wisconsin today. Last night in Nevada, Harris was joined on stage by Jennifer Lopez.
I am an actor and an entertainer, and I like Hollywood endings. I like when the good guy, or in this case, the good girl, wins.
Voters in a bellwether suburban Philadelphia county courted heavily by the presidential candidates had their last chance today to apply for a mail-in ballot. Hurricanes in the South are being blamed for the latest job numbers from the Labor Department. Just 12,000 jobs were added in October. A concrete roof above an entrance of a railway station in Serbia collapsed, killing at least 8 people. Lebanon's news agency says Israeli airstrikes killed at least 24 people in northeastern Lebanon. It's the latest deadly toll in the area since the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah escalated last month. Israel's military has said the operation in Lebanon is targeting Hezbollah's military infrastructure. This is AP News. Filipinos are going to ceremonies to the graves of loved ones on All Saints Day.
In the Philippine capital, Manila, thousands visit the stacked apartment-type tombs at the city's sprawling North Cemetery, offering flowers and candles at the graves of their deceased loved ones. Manila resident Dori Oliquino tells the AP, even if I'm old, I still visit the tombs of my relatives, especially my husband's, during All Saints Day. As long as I can walk, I will visit him. All Saints Day is a family reunion for many Filipinos who gather together to keep vigil over their loved ones. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from historic flash flooding in eastern and central Spain climbed to at least 205 people, with many more believed to be missing as the initial shock gave way to anger, frustration, and a wave of solidarity. The damage from the storm looked like the aftermath of a tsunami. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.